This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, what inspired Japan to beat USA? It was Shohei Ohtani with a pregame speech. We'll play the cut here for you, and then we'll get you the translation. Here's Shohei talking to his teammates before the big one.
Wow!
ファーストにゴールドシュミットがいたりとか、センター見たらマイク・トラウトがいるし、外野にムーキー・ベッツがいたりとか、まあ、野球やってれば誰しもがこう聞いたことあるような選手たちがやっぱりいると思うんですけど、今日一日だけはやっぱ憧れてしまったらね、やっぱ超えられないんで、僕らは今日超えるためにやっぱトップになるために来たんで、今日一日だけは彼らへの憧れを捨てて勝つことだけ考えていきましょう。最後
Didn't sound like much to the end, but that last part right there, that supercharged him. He said, let's stop admiring them. If you admire them, you can't surpass them. We came here to surpass them, to reach the top. For one day, let's throw away our admiration for them and just think about winning. I didn't know that would be a big of a problem, but apparently Shohei understands that better than anybody, and they were able to do exactly that. I don't know what separates the two, you know, baseball nations, to be honest. Seems like they got a lot of great players over there, and the most of them that come over are finding a tremendous amount of success, and now Shohei might be the absolute best player in the world. So I think USA Baseball needs to check this out and take stock on what it means to the rest of the world to beat us, and now not make it as easy to accomplish that. That'd be my takeaway from that.
Yeah, you had the best pitchers for Japan all in the tournament, right? In the U.S., that was probably where the U.S. team was lacking. You didn't have their best arms pitching. Yeah. I mean, the lineup was outstanding with Mookie Betts and Mike Trout, and you know McNeil was a guy who was the batting champion last year. Yeah, Schwarber with the Schwarber bomb last night. I mean, the lineup top to bottom was incredible.
Yeah,
but I think where they lost in the championship was the pitching. And it's not like, hey, everybody was getting shelled out there, but you could see the depth that Japan had when you're able to put in Yu Darvish in the eighth and then Shohei Ohtani in the ninth. It was pretty remarkable watching them.
And it's a weird deal for people to buy into because we haven't had enough history yet. But hopefully last night was like the final brick in a wall of history being made that now we can say, hey, let's have some pride in trying to win this. I mean, if that happens to USA basketball, it's a catastrophe and everybody's talking about it.
That's a great point.
I want a little bit more competitiveness out of everybody involved. And maybe MLB is the one that needs to come along most for it. And I don't know how you make it right for them. Do you do insurance policies? If your Cy Young candidate gets hurt?
Yeah, well, how do you, what insurance policy did the Astros have? They lost Altuve.
See, yeah. They need a little compensation.
So what do you, like, you get to carry, like, two extra guys during the year? Do you let the rosters expand if you provide?
I would think so.
If you provide a pitcher or whatever, you get to have two extra roster spots for the first 2 months of the season.
That money doesn't count against luxury tax threshold. Altuve's salary doesn't count against luxury tax threshold. You know, if you're going to be out for the year, I'm sure he's only going to miss like 6 weeks or something like that. But, you know, there is a cost to this. And I know Mark Cuban has talked about it. You have to respect, number one, that playing for a country is likely going to be a person's most important thing in their sports life. even you throw out the millions of dollars and, you know, some countries pay a good amount of money. You have to respect that, but it doesn't mean that you can't also ask for compensation or try to find something that works for the main employer as well, because the main employer is so obsessed over the injury risk. They're holding players out of games healthy. You know, the load management is everywhere. So I don't think you can just expect the owners to be okay with it. Let's just get aggressive about finding a good solution. Rangers are now 1 week away from opening day. 1 week and 1 day, that is. 8 days. Baseball is really back as a premium sports experience here in DFW. I know we're all excited about it. They're hosting the White Sox in surprise today. They'll be at the Globe for a couple spring training games Monday and Tuesday.
Ooh, you can get out there and watch that.
I believe against Kansas City. And then opening day at the ballpark, the doors are going to open at 10 a.m. or the parking lots will open at 10 a.m. The gates will open at noon, according to the Rangers. Josh Jung, by the way, 342 in spring training. You want something else to get excited about? Josh Jung looked a little nervy and extra energy-wise when we were there, but apparently he must have settled into a groove.
Yeah, after we left, he kind of found his rhythm hitting, because there were a lot of times at the plate where it was some bad swings, bad weak pop-ups, stuff like it wasn't, you know, weak grounders.
But he was flexing the defense, right?
No, he was absolutely.
He sure was. He was flexing the leather there out there in surprise. So it's great that it's now balanced out and he's feeling well and inside the box and hitting the ball well. So we'll see if that translates. The Rangers are going to need him. We talked last week, Brian, about, you know, who is a must-have guy in this Rangers team. Everybody's going like Jacob deGrom. The season's going to kind of, you know, live and die by his health. I hear you. But they're desperate to have Josh Jung be the kind of player that they drafted and were hoping that he would be at third base.
It's about time. When was our last star? It was like, hey, you drafted a guy, and now he's a freaking animal.
Yeah.
Ian Kinsler?
Probably Ian and Elvis, yeah.
Good Lord. Okay, so that's fun to see Josh Jung performing the way he is. And if he's a solution at third base for the whole year, that's massive success and a huge step in the direction of being a playoff team. I'm so excited to be a fan of baseball again, says the 817. I hear you, man. It's great to have them heading in the right direction. Okay, it appears there are more fans of women's basketball than ever, okay? I don't know if you find yourself continuing to watch these games at night on the off nights of the men, but I have been. And I don't think it's just because Abby's so into girls basketball and I'm trying to see a pathway and everything for her and you know, try to get what the standard's going
to
be.
How can we get you to be a WNBA star?
I don't think that's going to happen. She's just not going to weigh enough. But, you know, I'm wondering, are there some of these bubble teams that maybe she could fit in with or something like that? But anyway, an average of 272,000 people tuned in to watch the first round of the women's tournament over the weekend. ESPN announced that. That's a huge number. It is up 27% from last year. How? Why?
I think you got villains.
You got real villains?
I think you got villains in
basketball.
Well,
you do have some cuties. I'm not going to lie. No, you got some cuties, and maybe some of them are villains as well.
That whole thing the other day with Louisville and Texas, that discussion afterwards, that Texas got just run on their own home floor. You got really kind of these rivalries with Connecticut and Tennessee, the coaches and stuff. My gal down there at, you know, Kim Mulkey down there at down there at LSU and stuff. I mean, she irritates people.
Yeah.
I think you got these kind of larger than life characters that are showing up in women's basketball and people are kind of digging it.
I think so. It's definitely building momentum. I think the women's game has grown to be so much more creative, and maybe I'm off on this. Tell me if I'm an idiot, but you know, it kind of like the men's game, where for the first couple decades it was stiff, and now I think you're getting so many good players that you're seeing more creativity out there, some great passing, some incredible finishing.
You see better fundamentals with women's basketball than you do with the men. I'm sitting there watching these tournament games, and that, you know, like whoever they're like somebody's like any team, pick a team that you had in your bracket that you're trying to get a victory, and you watch them miss the last like their last six shots.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, just what are you doing? And then you watch the ladies' game; they move it around, and then they get a shot off, and it's like, well, why can't the men do this? Why is it just run it down the floor and take some bad shot.
Yeah,
you know,
it gets stagnant.
You see that in college
basketball.
Meanwhile,
you got some great ball movement over here with the ladies.
I don't know if that gets ratings. I don't know if fundamentals gets ratings, Brian.
No,
well, but the ladies are You just said it. The ladies are they're improving.
They are.
To me, like I said, I'm watching a little bit of the Miami Indiana game the other day.
Right.
You know, and I'm sitting there like
good drama.
Yeah, it was really good drama. I mean, shot for shot for shot. The last few, I watched the Mavs miss 9 damn shots in a row the other day, you know, in the game. I'm like, okay.
832, the way Gavin said cuties about the basketball girls just made me really uncomfortable. They're women, okay? They're 18 plus, all right? Maybe some of them do like an older gentleman themselves, all right?
Oh.
A successful older gentleman.
Hello.
Okay.
First of all, you don't joke around with women.
That's right. That's my bad.
Yesterday was National
Shout
Sugar Daddy Day,
twins,
right?
I'd have been mad as hell if I was that.
Boca Raton, Florida.
Yeah.
They love women's basketball down there.
Oh, yeah.
You guys look great.
You guys need a sponsorship or anything? Need some new shoes, tape?
We love you.
Sports bra?
I'd have been livid with Louisville, too, if I was UT. That girl who's just an absolute smoke. Dropping 30 on me, talking crap the whole time.
She talked crap
in her trailer park accent
the whole game.
Oh, we're gonna fight in that line.
Oh,
yeah, that's a guarantee. No, leading the pack was Tennessee's win over St. Louis, though, which attracted 639,000 viewers. UConn's dub over Vermont hit 636,000 viewers. More people than ever by a significant margin are kind of jumping into that women's college basketball. Okay, and a modern-day Moby Dick has sunk a 44-foot boat. Okay.
Captain Ahab, huh?
No, it's not a Lisa McCaffrey sighting here in the G-Bag Nation. We're talking whales.
You know what, dude? Just don't be a D.
Four members of a sailing crew.
She did call us Ds, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, she did.
To our face.
Yeah. Well,
I admire her for that.
Me too. Yeah, she really came after us. That's a firecracker right there.
She said it twice. Well, you were being very nice, and then you're like, okay, I've had enough of this. And then you kind of got her started again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my whole deal. That was my bit the whole time. I was trying to apologize, but also troll her.
She didn't accept the apology at first, so Gavin had to make sure she really wanted to apologize at the end.
Well, yeah, then you're, come on. You played soccer, right? Come on. I mean, you know you would have rather played some of these teams without having their best player. You're not wishing for injury. And she's like, no, stop being a D.
Yeah. No, it was well played by her. I enjoyed that interview.
The whole thing was fantastic.
Four members of a sailing crew have survived a 10-hour ordeal at sea after a giant whale sank their boat in the Pacific Ocean. They were in the midst of a 3-week sailing trip from the Galapagos Islands to French Polynesia, 3,500-mile journey.
Cross.
These people are crazy out here in these tiny boats.
Yeah.
Rick Rodriguez says he and his cohorts were making pizza when they heard a loud noise.
Oh, no.
The second pizza had just come out of the oven. I was dipping a slice into some ranch. The back half of the boat lifted violently.
I like how he says that.
That's why his boat got hit. Because he was doing just that.
I like how he said that, bro. This is a dude, bro?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, man, I was dipping my piece with some ranch, man. Well, right there, man. Right there in my face, bro.
Starboard side just goes all up violently.
I put my doobie down, dude.
Love, counsel.
After realizing the 40-foot vessel was destined to sink, the foursome piled into a lifeboat, abandoned ship.
And they grabbed the pizza.
Yeah. Is that right?
Get the ranch, man!
Some bottle of water. Spent the next 10 hours trying to reach someone. Rodriguez finally heard back from an unlikely rescuer, the Rolling Stones, not the band, but a boat owned by Jeff Stone. He picked up the crew. They're now on their way back to land. And according to French Polynesian officials, I feel very lucky and grateful that we were rescued. We were in the right place at the right time. What would be scarier, getting attacked by a whale or sitting in a tiny lifeboat for 10 hours knowing an angry whale is nearby?
I mean, both are pretty equally terrifying.
Yeah, I couldn't even make up my mind which one I would want to do.
Same thing.
I'll tell you the people that I admire, and these are the guys and gals from your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Those people that get...
What is that supposed to mean?
He's up from the Pacific Northwest.
Fair enough, yeah.
Those people...
The hippies?
They get in those kayaks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
They get in those kayaks around the killer whales.
Oh, yeah.
The killer whales pop up, and these guys and gals are just kind of like,
here's Tillicum.
It's like, here comes Tillicum, you know, right next to me as I'm in a kayak.
Yeah.
I'm like, no thanks.
Although we've never heard of a killer whale attack in the wild.
You never saw the movie Orca?
I did, and that's what they told us.
The orca jumped. Richard Harris was done.
They could mistake you for a seal, though. You know?
Yeah,
I would not be comfortable.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
a wetsuit, yeah.
Yeah, those orcas are pretty tough. I've had a near-death experience in a kayak, but not next to an orca. A whole other ball of wax there.
Oh, man, that'd be freaky.
Big Board Report. Two more mock drafts have hit the web, and it's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.